Dave Moore on Today FM.
Sitting across from me is a woman. If I started listing off all the things she did, I'd be here all day. But let's just say she is a retired Irish National Hunt jockey. She's an MEP. She's a sound person. And she's an author of amazing children's books. So please welcome Nina Carberry. Nina, how are you?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good to see you again. You keeping well?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Congratulations on yet another book.
Yeah.
How are you finding putting these things out? Are they as enjoyable as you hoped they'd be?
Oh, yeah. Like, So I'm visiting schools at the minute, and I love when a few kids come up with the book for me to sign. So
amazing.
That seems like, you know, at least I've reached a few kids that maybe mightn't have read before that I'd like to read now. So that was my aim from the start. And to be honest, if I reached any more kids than my own kids, that was a victory in itself. So I was delighted.
And what about the writing process itself? Because, I mean, obviously you spent your life on horseback. You then have transitioned to so many different types of things going on in your life. But finding the time to sit down, to create a story, to craft something, to get it to the point where I now have it sitting in my hand here. I mean, it's not an easy thing to do. So how do you find the actual process of writing?
Yeah, it was. It was difficult, but I suppose I had a lot of the stories in my head anyway.
Yeah.
So this particular book, My husband helped me a lot, to be honest, because he's from a horsey background too.
Okay.
So we amalgamated a lot of our stories together within the four books altogether. But this one particularly, I was in Achill Island with my family, and we just sat down one evening and went through what we'd like, and it was all about Grace and Aaron trying to qualify for the Dublin Horse Show.
So let's talk about that, because there's brilliant things in this. Like, so the very first kind of page you open up, you have an actual drawn, like an illustrated map of the RDS. But it's actually really helpful when you're reading the book to be able to go back and explain, oh, that's where they are there now.
Yeah.
And you had that in some of the other books as well, but I think it really makes a difference.
Yeah.
But what is it about, I mean, because obviously you would be known as, a jockey horse racing, but what about, like, you know, horse events like the horse show and the RDS? Like, well, you've gone to them regardless.
Went to them, but never got to compete.
Yes.
So it's something that I never really fulfilled as a little rider myself.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine a lot of kids aspire to try and qualify for it.
Yeah.
So it's something that I want to replicate in the book, and that not everything happens and not everybody qualifies, but it's about trying to get over that and having the resilience. So that's what the book is about.
Well, that's it. Grace and Aaron, you know, they're going for it. But I mean, things happen along the way. We don't want to give any spoilers away, but you know, you don't always get what you want.
No, and I've introduced a villain this time. Now, not a massive villain, but which wasn't in any of the other books. So it's how Aaron and Grace deal with that as well.
Okay.
So I think it's important for kids to have something that they can relate to too.
Well, it's funny. Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I coach football, underage football, and one of the things I try and always explain to the kids is that you don't win everything.
No.
And you don't win all the time. And even within a game, you might lose out on a 50-50 in a game.
Yeah.
What's important is how you react to that. How do you react to losing, or even losing a match, or even losing the league?
Yeah.
How do you react next season? So it's like, I think sport really gives you an understanding of how important losing is, not just winning.
Yes.
You know
what
I mean? And I think if you can channel that into a book for kids, it's a valuable life lesson.
Yeah, so hopefully we've achieved that in the book.
I think so.
I think it's so important that kids, you know, like, it's not all about winning. Like, it's about understanding how to lose as well and building the resilience up to that. Not everyone can win everything, but it's about building along the way. And if you put the work in and you achieve, then more the better. But it's about taking part as well as anything else.
Of course, it's very hard for, you know, any kid to listen to Nina Carberry. They're like, you know, like, she wins everything there is in horse racing. Then she goes Dancing with the Stars and she wins that. You know, like, you've got to be humble in some ways, Nina. She runs for MEP. She gets that as well. So I do love the glossary at the back, though, I have to say, as a non-horsey person, because I never grew up, my uncle had horses, but he lived in Limerick. I wasn't really down there very often. But things like an oxer, I always heard that term, but I didn't realise an oxer jump has two vertical jumps that are parallel to each other.
Yes.
See, I'm learning all these things. You know,
might see that in the RDS now this year when you go.
Exactly, yeah. If I see that, I'll know what to call it. But it's brilliant. And as I said to you before when you were in about one of your other books, my twins, who are now 10, when I was reading, when I got the first one, I read it to them because they were just of an age where maybe reading the book themselves wasn't quite on the cards.
Yeah.
they are well able to read your book now, Nina, but no. They sit there and they go, can you read it to me? I'm like, no, you can literally, it's written for you. Read the book. They're like, no, you do the voices. You don't think so.
Yeah.
But look, it's great because I get to spend some time with them and have a bit of crack and like whatever.
And
it's
that's
lovely.
What it's all about. And to be honest, Dave, I kept the chapters quite tight, so don't worry. One chapter and
I... Oh, no, I've been reading it to them. Like, I'm a couple of chapters in, don't worry. But yeah, no, look, it's amazing. And it's a great thing to bring all your years' experience, but channel it into something that isn't just a memoir and autobiography. Not that there'd be anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
Please feel free to do that.
No, I wasn't into that at all, to be honest. So that's kind of me in little books.
In book form.
And I was delighted and I'm very proud of it, but I can't say I'll have any more anytime soon because I'm quite busy.
There's lots of text for you, Nina. Annette and Cork says, oh lads, as a teacher, a counsellor and a parent, I love the idea of a book where they don't win in the end. Go, Nina, I'll be buying my horse mad 9-year-old book, your book for her birthday. So people are responding to that. And Vinny says, can you thank Nina as my daughter was on Alison's Little Readers, Alison Curtis' show at the weekend.
Oh, lovely.
And she was reading from Nina's first book. After the show, I got an email from Alison's producers with a voice message from Nina, which made her year. Mm-hmm. Such a nice and thoughtful thing to do, you legend. Fair play to you.
That's lovely.
Now, before we get on to the serious matters of the MEP, is it true you got married in Taylor Park?
Yes, it is true. It is true.
Did Mr. Tato officiate your wedding? Because that would be the best thing ever.
My mum and dad are great friends with Ray Coyle, who is the driver of Taylor Park. And so he gave us the lodge to go and have the wedding in. But now there was no roller coasters at that stage. So.
Sure. But it was
very early days.
But listen, what a place to do it, though.
Yeah, it was lovely. It was really, really nice.
And did you need to move any Tato branding for photographs and things?
Not so much. I think people were kind of embracing it, to be honest. Okay, we got a few Tato crisps when we were leaving. And everyone was delighted.
So good.
Yeah.
So come here, how is life as an MEP?
It's very busy.
I say it is. Are you over and back?
Yeah, I'm over and back Monday. I head out on a Monday and I come back on a Thursday. So I was just back last night.
So you were just back last night, okay. And thanks very much for getting up and coming into it.
No problem. And now I'm heading to Monaghan and Cavan today to do my constituency work after you.
Yeah.
And really enjoy that part of it, is going out into local areas, visiting businesses and communities and people doing great work.
And where did the interest in taking on this new role in your life come from?
Well, I suppose I probably profiled that I never thought I'd reach.
Yeah.
And this was my opportunity to go into public life, and I had it in the back of my head, wonder would I like this? And I said, no, I'm going to go for it, because this is such an honour to be voted in as an MEP. And to be honest, since I've been there, I've just been so honoured and grateful. And I'm just working really hard now, trying my best and learning. But it was a huge
learning curve. Because a lot of people who do become MEPs have been maybe TDs or councillors or something before.
Absolutely.
But of course, you're coming in, as you said, with profile, but not with any experience in that.
No, exactly. But I do think it's important that people come from different parts.
Especially
representing different areas and different industries. And I come from a lived experience, whether it's sport, whether it's having a business, whether it's working on the farm. So I feel I have a lot to give and a lot to work for, and really, really enjoying it so far.
And looking at it from the outside, at any public life, there are a lot of people who feel like I do, which is, why would anyone do that job? You can do so many other things and not get kicked from one end of the day to the other. But that's what happens to politicians. Did you have any of those concerns going into it? Were you thinking to yourself and maybe chatting with your husband and your family going, is this a smart idea?
Yeah, absolutely. But to be honest, you come to a stage in your life and you just say, right, I'm going to go for it. It's something that if people want me to represent them, I'll do it. But it's probably no different to being a jockey either. We got a lot of criticism if you don't ride a winner, if you finish second. And I suppose it's very similar. Now, you probably wouldn't get kicked, you get physically kicked.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
But that was probably the difference there. But I think being a jockey, being a sports person, you build resilience. And I suppose it's just the same in a new job like this. You build up resilience and you get better every day. And I really enjoy it, but that's the only way I can compare it.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, yeah. And what's the most surprising thing about it, do you think, that you've got in the last, since you've been an MEP? Like, what's the thing you've gone, I didn't realise that now?
I suppose that Ireland's probably the only really English-speaking country in Europe, like, you know?
Yes,
so that's something when UK left, something that I never thought. So when you go there, it's quite, you know, I'm going to have to try and learn another language here.
Or two or three.
Yeah. So that was one thing.
No, I would imagine, like, all European countries putting us to shame, most of the people can probably speak English really well, but at the same time,
yes.
But it would be helpful, I suppose, in negotiations or chats even with somebody to have a foreign language here or there, even just to break the ice sometimes.
Yeah, and even to show respect, like they have their own language. And yeah, so I'm trying really hard to try and
go on. Which one have you picked? A bit of French.
Yeah. A bit of French, a bit of Spanish, and trying to bit of German. But to be honest, it wouldn't be my best subject now.
Well, listen, just keep them going. And you never know. It might turn out. I'm going to play a silly little game with you before you go, if that's all right, because this is a bit of crack. What I'm going to do is, because you are a pro jockey, or you were a pro jockey, because you're a children's author and because you got married in a theme park, I'm going to play the Nina Carberry quiz specifically for Nina Carberry because she's Nina Carberry. So in this quiz, Nina, I'm going to give you the names of things. You have to decide whether it is a horse, a roller coaster, or a character from a children's book.
Okay.
There are your three options for each one. Cruise control, spelled C-R-U-Z.
Horse.
Spot on.
Ooh.
There you go. 1 point on the board. Give you a big tick for that. Red Force.
Roller coaster.
She's right as well, you know. That's in Ferrari land in Spain.
Oh, good.
Next time you're talking to a Spanish MEP.
Okay.
The Big Squeeze. Could be a character, could be a book, could be a horse, could be a roller coaster.
Oh, I'd say roller coaster.
I'm going to have to give you a wrong. That's actually a book.
Oh, okay.
It's by Molly Harris about a little sponge.
Oh,
Big Squeeze.
Okay.
Johnny Who.
Character in a book.
Horse.
Oh, no.
Running at Aintree today, actually.
Okay.
Johnny Who. King Daka.
A roller coaster.
Is it a roller coaster? Absolutely right. It's in New Jersey. Well done. I Am Maximus.
A horse.
It is a horse. Run at Aintree today as well, would you believe? And Everyone Poops.
A book.
It is a book as well, yes. Could apply to probably all three situations, to be fair, but yes, it is a book. Nina Carberry, I'm going to give you a round of applause for that. That was very impressive. Who knew that you were such an amazing quiz game player as well? The Nina Carberry quiz, specifically for Nina Carberry, because she's Nina Carberry. Thank you so much for coming in. Best luck with the book.
The book
is called Horse Show Surprise. You didn't title that one very easily for us, did you?
I struggled myself.
Yes, okay. It's part of the Rowan Tree Stables books, and they're absolutely brilliant. As I said, my kids love them, and we've had loads of people texting in to say they love them as well. You are doing book signings.
Yes.
So Saturday, tomorrow, you're in the National Stud.
Yes.
There. Do you have a time for that on top of your head?
Yeah,
you know?
Half 11.
The 15th, which is Sunday, you're in Easton's in Galway.
Yep.
I think that's around lunchtime.
Yep.
And the same next Saturday, the 21st, in Easton's in Navan.
Yes.
Brilliant. Nina, thank you so much for coming in.
Dave.
Congratulations on the book.
I hope the girls enjoy the book.
Oh, they will. They definitely will. They'll get me to read it and do all the characters and be a big Aegis. That's exactly what they want. Nina Carberry, thank you so much.
Dave Moore on Today FM.